A year after the U.S. invasion of Iraq, the first media-led poll of Iraqis finds remarkable optimism tempered by a lack of clarity about the future. The survey, co-sponsored by ABC News and several overseas news organizations, found that 70% of Iraqis say their lives overall are good, and a majority say they're better off than they were before the war. But they express ambivalence about the U.S.-led invasion of Iraq, and they don't have much confidence in the occupying forces. As for the future, only about half prefer democracy over a strong leader or an Islamic state. Gary Langer is director of polling for ABC News. Good morning.
Good morning, Bob.
What are people in Iraq optimistic about?
In terms of their personal lives, Iraqis are pretty optimistic across the board. We measured a list of 10 local conditions, from the schools to medical care to security, crime protection. In every one of them, more Iraqis said that compared to before the war, things are going better now rather than worse. And around three-quarters on each item expected further improvement over the next year. Really high expectations and a decent level of satisfaction about current conditions.
What are their biggest complaints?
Well, these come in on two levels, locally and nationally. Locally, the biggest complaint is the lack of jobs. Only 20% of the main breadwinners in Iraqi households have a full-time outside job. 6 in 10 instead are self-employed. The next biggest local complaint is lack of electricity. At the national level, it's another story. There, overwhelmingly, Iraqis say the country's first priority is regaining public security. Nearly two-thirds say this is the most important item, with no other mention even breaking out of single digits.
Do the opinions prevail across the country, or are there differences in different regions or different ethnic groups?
Yeah, big differences, especially by region and by ethnicity. People in the south of Iraq are much poorer. They have fewer possessions. People in the north in Kurdistan are better off. But these two groups, which probably suffered the most under the Saddam regime, are the most optimistic today.
Now, what about the ambivalence people feel about the U.S. invasion?
Yeah, ambivalence, divisions. More Iraqis say the U.S.-led invasion was the right thing than say it was the wrong thing, but not by an overwhelming margin of 48% to 39%. One reason for the ambivalence, especially among Arabs, is that many Iraqis believe the invasion humiliated Iraq as much as liberated the country.
Do they have confidence in the people who are likely to run the country when the provisional authority hands over power in the summer?
In politics, we run into potential problems. There's interest in a strong leader, but 6 in 10 Iraqis can't name a single national leader they trust. 6 in 10 express little or no trust in political parties. So there's a lot of political development that needs to happen for that country to move towards elections and political stability.
You hired local people to conduct more than 2,000 face-to-face interviews with Iraqis. How did they do this, given the danger and distrust that exists there? And how do you make sure you get a random sample of opinion, a true random sample?
Yeah, it's not your run-of-the-mill public opinion poll. The sampling was done off of a variety of data, census data, UNO data. Indeed, we even had some census projections that had been smuggled out of one of the Iraqi ministries just the day before it was destroyed by Allied bombs. We randomly select sampling points around the country. It's a fascinating procedure with some difficulties. We had field crews that were stopped and detained by coalition forces, detained by Iraqi police, had to change routes to avoid bombings. One respondent didn't like the questions, actually pulled a knife on one of our guys, but they managed to get it done with enormous cooperation. Iraqis really are embracing their freedom of expression. The cooperation rate for this survey was 95%. It's usually 50 or less in U.S. surveys.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Bob.
Gary Langer is director of polling for ABC News.